Hello?
Hello, is Jessica Sotelo there?
Yes.
Good evening, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
24.
Thank you. Thinking about your political approach to issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It's hard to say. I'm dissatisfied about certain things and I'm satisfied about others.
Okay. And how should I record that? Do you lean more towards dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied. More dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
6.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
And we have a scale. Is that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Republicans in Congress.
0.
Joe Biden.
55.
And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
Same. 55.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want to, once again, to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, how important that issue it is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is removing illegal e-vapor I'm sorry, removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
10, 8.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults?
8.
Preventing underage tobacco use?
10.
Thank you. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
And is that a yes support or yes oppose?
Yes support.
And is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Somewhat better.
Okay, thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal... I'm sorry. I'm tongue-tied today. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. The first definition is harm reduction. Harm reduction is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition. This is the second definition. An approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. So once
the
again,
harm one.
Harm reduction. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first situation is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Not very.
I'm not very concerned, okay. The next situation is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicare and Medicaid, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
Somewhat concerned.
The third situation is more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you very much. Now, and before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
A.
Thank you. The next statement is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
Five.
And the next one is, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. Thank you. And the last statement for this section is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ+ community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if it didn't, but this next battery of questions are called back to the first two questions that we made. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone to under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
And is that a yes support or yes oppose?
Somewhat support. Support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes, support.
And is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Somewhat more benefit, thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or it would have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
It would have no impact.
Thank you very much. Now we're almost there. Now in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Nope.
Soda or soda pops?
Yes.
Wine?
No.
Beer?
No.
Thank you very much. Now switching gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
22.
I'm sorry, what was that?
21.
Oh, we're looking for the highest degree that you have.
Oh, undergraduate.
Thank you very much. I get confused a bit with that. Is that some college or a college?
I graduated from university.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
I'm not. I don't know about anyone else.
Okay. Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your participation. You've been very patient and kind.
Thank you. Can I ask again, what is the survey for? Hello?